Blog Talk Radio.
It's just going to be a military state. You kill on sight. If you disagree with the political philosophy of the nation, you get killed. We know that that's unjust.
My right fist high. Can I get a black power? I said, can I get a black power? Now tell me, can I get a black power? It's brick, still superhuman, spearheading this new movement. Black power, new generations, reaching them even sooner. They ain't have to get locked up, came back, now they SUNY channeled our higher selves. And yes, we still tuning, vibration sacred. There ain't no other way to mute me. Press pause if you wanna, you gon' miss it all, dog. These is right brain thinking from this southpaw. My heart heavy, trying to balance out my outlaws when outdoors. Cause they don't think like us, they outlaws. We seeking knowledge of ourselves. Self-destruction is all they out for. How can we reach them? Teach them want something better, cause we can't be niggas and bitches forever. But when I call you kings and queens, you don't accept it. We came from royalty, was forced into the mindset of a peasant. Uncle Tom kicked back, reading Willie Lynch's letters, get the fight back. So majority just settled down. My right fist high, can I get a black power? Right fist high, can I get a black power? Right fist high, can I get a black power? It's time to reclaim what's out.
They asking what do I believe in? I ain't into no religion, be it long, not a Muslim, though I know what you thinking. It's a stereotypical place in the box, and the reason is white supremacy's locked. Don't make me roster, they ain't all my Easter. This is black power, all through your speakers. Trust me, it starts with self. Unity, the next sequence. My brain caused waves in the deep end. They mind shallow, let that sink in. This is food for thought, that good eating. Break bread, brick breezes, building bars, just breathing. Thank the ancestors for making this look so easy. Yeah, my fist toward the universe, best believe it. Akashic records used to reveal the secrets. My soul's in a higher place, elevated from the dire straits. Weight on my back of an entire race. Hip hop steady crashing, trying to guide it straight. Dance around the bass with rhymes that I create. Watch me rock it like I'm headed out of space.
My right fist high, can I get a black power? Right fist high, can I get a black power? Right fist high, can I get a black power? It's time to reclaim what's ours.
This the beginning of something special, the start of an era that's extra epic. I got my right fist. Better respect it. Standing on his flag like Eric Shepard. The birth of a nation, I'm the legend. They tell my story, write the ledger, get the message. We ain't taking no more bullshit. I'm at this range, taking aim, empty this full clip. Target practice on the cracker, holding that bull whip. You ain't my master, the pastor preach from that pulpit. The same poison they used to feed us. Use Jesus to make us weaker. Ignoring your inner God, my body like a cathedral. Mental like a collage. Artistic expressions, I manifest them, ain't no mirage. Shorty say he wanna be like brick, so I go hard till my tank is out of gas. Keep the pedal to the floor. Middle fingers out the window for the law. This for Laquan, man. Both my middle fingers out the window. Fuck the law. This for Laquan, man.
My right fist high. Can I get a black power? Right fist high. Can I get a black power? Right fist high. Can I get a black power? It's time to reclaim what's ours. Yeah.
Peace, 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 peace and black power family. Welcome to another episode of Do Knowledge Radio, place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Alive. We are here on our Self-Empowerment Tuesday. Yes, Self-Empowerment Tuesday with the king of self-empowerment, my brother, your brother, Brick the Foundation. Family, that phone number to call in, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments, because we're honor and privilege at this time to introduce the son, present to others tonight's guest by special request, the king of self-empowerment, my brother, the brother, Brick the Foundation, aka BDF, aka Baba Britics, aka The Index is in the building.
What up, though?
Yo.
I can tell somebody was paying attention to the, huh? Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. But yeah, I can tell somebody was paying attention to the album. You hit me with a new alias, BDF.
ain't nobody lie to us. You know what I'm saying? Watch your tone and keep your hands on your head. You know what I'm saying? I got to get it out there before the bootleggers. You know what I'm saying? They won't even put your whole name on the drink no more. It just had BDF on there. Like, yo, I got that BDF.
Man.
So what's happening with you, man? What's going on with you?
Not too much, man. Enjoying life. My brother Mook just touched down from the Glass City, so you know what I'm saying. We about to chop it up here in a minute after the show. Yeah, so that's always dope.
2 years ago, not to the date, but 2 years ago, we started off the new year with New Year's Revolution. You and Preach, remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we have people calling and talking about, tell me what's your New Year's revolutions. You know what I'm saying? What's your New Year's revolutions? So that was...
It's been a year since I've actually been on the show. Like,
right. So I'm leading into, you know what I'm saying, all of that. Today is the celebration of the Haitian Revolution. Today is the birthday, soul of return of Dr. John Henry Clark. Yesterday was the soul of return of Dr. Yosef Ben Yochanan. And today is the last and final day of Kwanzaa. So we got a whole lot of bricktastic self-empowerment index stuff going on. And, you know, my brother Brick the Foundation found it so deep within his heart, you know, in the spirit of Kwanzaa, to be giving away 10 digital streams up in here. So, you know, you got to call in order to get the stream, though. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You can't text in to get the stream. I think you got to call in order to get the stream. What you say, Brick? So what you say, Brick? They gotta call in order to get it. They can't.
They gotta call in. It's been a year since I've been on the radio, so I need some kind of interaction or something, man. I feel like the voice box for the people. You know what I'm saying?
And a Tuesday at that. You see what I'm saying?
Man.
And a Tuesday at that, you know. So, and we got a new project on a Tuesday, you know, on a Self-Empowerment Tuesday that was, you know, graced by our initial war correspondents. You got a lot of firsts on this damn show, Rick. You know that? You got a lot of firsts. You got the first artist to freestyle on this show. You're the first. Was the first artist slash guest slash host. You got the first nickname. You was the war correspondent. You know what I'm saying? You got the first nickname. And the first guest to have their own platform on the show. Yeah. Pat yourself on your brick head. Understand what I'm saying? Pat yourself on your brick head. You know what I'm saying?
Work, man. It don't stop.
You know, got the war correspondent choking people up in the corner. Like, yo, you ever been on this show? I think so. Nah, say something right now. Like, who you want? Hold on, real quick. Taking people
hey,
outside.
Crazy thing about it, man. Like as rambunctious and like spontaneous as those moments was, man, I actually miss them. You know what I'm saying? That was like a high point. You know what I'm saying? In the movement or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Everything's kind of mellowed out now, you know what I'm saying? You look around the scenes and, you know what I'm saying, people that was on the forefront, you know what I'm saying, kind of mellowed out or focused more on their families and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm kind of in the same boat, you know what I'm saying, but I'm still focused on my people. I understand that my avenue is through the music. So that would never change. I would never falter, you know what I'm saying? I'm totally committed to using my tool to benefit our people, you know what I'm saying? So that's the reason for the index. It hit 4 months later than the album usually hit, but y'all got it.
So,
No, I said I wasn't sure if I was gonna drop again. That's what took so long. Because if you realize, like, the first single, which was Large Racks, was dropped back in June. So it was a 6 months difference, you know what I'm saying? And I typically drop in August, you know what I'm saying? But I had just dropped the double album, and I felt like I overfed people because I had always talked about the microwave art era, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I dropped that double album, it's like when the microwave art era, like, hit hard, you know what I'm saying? Kanye, like, brought it to the forefront, you know what I'm saying? That's where CDs in itself ceased to exist at places like Best Buy, you know what I'm saying, and Target, you know what I'm saying, this fall or something. I mean, this previous summer that we just had. And then, like I said, artists such as Kanye West and Nas, this, you know what I'm saying, any prominent artist that dropped, you know what I'm saying, was dropping basically EPs. They were anything short of 10 songs, you know what I'm saying, averaging about 7 songs, you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't even a complete album anymore. Like I said, it was more of a microwave art form. Here, let me get this to you in ADD or short attention span form, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, it's microwave. There's nothing, it's not a home-cooked meal or your Sunday cooked meal. That's like your whole, you know what I'm saying, soul food type shit. It's immediate. You pop this in 2 minutes and it's done, you know what I'm saying, pre-cooked.
What if it was 7 classics? What if it was 7? What if it was 7 or 8 classics? You understand what I'm saying? Like the best, like you saved me having to sift through 20 songs, and 7 or 8 of them was good, and the other 12 or 11 was hot trash. What you say?
Exactly. So, I mean, when I started to sit back and think of stuff like that, like, I could have broke down the Book of Brick into 4 albums, you know what I'm saying? Like, how much food is wasted at that point, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as that album, how much food was left on the plate, you know what I'm saying? How many times did the peas get pushed around, you know what I'm saying? How many times did the mashed potatoes get pushed around to make it look like they was ingesting the meal, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody didn't fully, you know what I'm saying, grasp that album. You know what I'm saying? It's over, like, it's 2 discs full of music, you know? And like I said, just the way that the attention span, us as human beings now, the way that our attention spans are set up, you know what I'm saying? Basically, because of the smart devices, everything is short, you know what I'm saying? That's where the video scapes such as the Vines and the Snapchats, you know what I'm saying, came into fruition, because 8 seconds or 10 seconds was pretty much all you needed was to capture somebody's attention. If you didn't capture somebody's attention in that time frame, make them laugh, make them cry, you know what I'm saying, make them bop to your music, then it kind of out the window with you, you know what I'm saying? And it doesn't have to be anything that's going to be, like you said, classic. So it might be 7 classic tracks. But you might, them 7 classic tracks might still go to waste, because classics ain't classics as they existed in the past, you know what I'm saying? Well, I remember when Jay-Z and them used to drop back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Jay was a big one, you know what I'm saying? It'd probably be a year that you'll have to wait for him to drop. Probably 2 years, you know what I'm saying? But it was always around the same time that he dropped, and it was like something that you was waiting on, like what we wait on now, right? Jordan release. So now, you know what I'm saying, with the music, it's so microwave. Motherfuckers just pop up like, oh, ding, I got a new album out. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you ain't doing no promotion on it or nothing. It's just based off your name. You know what I'm saying? Beyonce wake up in the morning, feel like, I want to drop an album. So guess what? I dropped an album. Lil Wayne, same way. Right. I feel like dropping an album. Like, damn, nigga, I ain't know you was dropping on the 21st. But the album here, you know what I'm saying? I ain't had a chance to get my money right. You know what I'm saying? I ain't save up for it. I wasn't prepping for it. I ain't tell my home. Like, Mookie, you know that new the new Wayne about to drop? What you think? You know what I'm saying? Ain't no conversation build up to it. It's just when it hit. And then we talk about it in the element that it is at that point, and then we move on. You know what I'm saying? We move on to the next thing, and it's just formatted that way now. No matter how dope the shit is, it can be a dope-ass movie. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers, Black Panther broke the box office. You know what I'm saying? But a couple months later, you, how many motherfuckers were still on Wakanda Forever? Nobody. You know what I'm saying? They just went back to their regular lives and just stopped giving right. other, you know what I'm saying, movies out. Like I say, it's just a microwave society in general now.
So how much has changed in your life over this last year over here in the Brick Foundation?
I mean, just like enjoying life, man. You know what I'm saying? I know we in a fucked up position, you know what I'm saying? And people say we don't got much to celebrate, you know what I'm saying? But like you said, within this last year and a half, I'm celebrating life in general, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Me and my wife been together 12 years, and we just now had a baby, you know what I'm saying? And she's 16 months now. So, yeah, in this last year and a half, that's what I've been focused on. That's why it took me an extra, 4 months to drop another album, you know what I'm saying? Because it wasn't just free-range starts like I'm used to, you know what I'm saying? Or just free time. It's just everything's kind of taken up, you know what I'm saying? I'm like always building, like now, especially with her around, you know what I'm saying? I made a post the other day. I know it's not the new year technically, but according to their calendar, it's a new year, and it rolled over. And when it rolled up over kind of perfect, you know what I'm saying? Finances is cool, everything's paid off, yada yada, you know what I'm saying? And my focus now is just like finding different revenue streams to help build for my daughter's future, you know what I'm saying? That's what a lot of us fail to do, you know what I'm saying? And that's one thing that I pride myself on, is just pinpointing that and focusing on it, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of us have our kids, and our kids become hindrances to us, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's time or monetary. But just focusing on the fact that I wanted her here, you know what I'm saying? Like, I created this life, and I want to create something to sustain that life, you know what I'm saying? And also help her so that she has a platform to build off of when she gets older, as opposed to a lot of us, the way that we are positioned in life, we're kind of forced out of the nest, you know what I'm saying? And we kind of pick it up as we go along and try to figure it out as we go along, you know what I'm saying? Just to give her that extra head start. And I'm focused on doing that now. So trying to make sure she has a better future is improving, and making sure that I have a better future also, you know what I'm saying? So that's the end game right now.
That's what it is. How much of your life changes and celebrations are captured in the index? Give me the index story. You know I need it. You know I need it.
So the index came about, I mean, I don't know if anybody pays attention to, like, if there's any brickologists out there, you know what I'm saying, that actually decipher, like, outside of knowledge, you know what I'm saying, and decipher.
I was about to say, I speak that brick.
Or link, yeah, or links albums together, you know what I'm saying, 9 times out of 10 on the previous album, I've mentioned the album that's coming up, you know what I'm saying? It's just an Easter egg that I always plant. And subconsciously, it wasn't something that I started off to do. You know what I'm saying? It just started to happen. And then they all kind of tie in together. So Black Fist was birthed out of rage, you know what I'm saying? Because T-Folk was prior to that, but Black Fist was me more coming into an element. It was dealing with a lot of anger, you know what I'm saying, as a black man. So from the Black Fist, maturity grew, you know what I'm saying? I noticed that I was reaching a lot of kids, so I came up with the program, which what our music is used as a program and to control our youth, you know what I'm saying? So I utilized that, and I took a lot of the cursing, well, all of the cursing out of the music, you know what I'm saying, so that it can be used as a tool as such in any environment for the kids, you know what I'm saying? So from there, I moved on to the Book of Brick. The Book of Brick reason because the program used to control us right now is biblical, or, you know what I'm saying, majority of the time is a religion, you know what I'm saying? So the Book of Brick, when it was presented, it was presented as the Book of Revolution or the Book of Exodus, you know what I'm saying? So it's based on, like, the Book of Genesis or the Book of Revelations or something like that, you know what I'm saying, just to give you a mindset of it. And then even when you look into the artwork of it, it had, like, the Bible-ish type imagery to it. Moving forward, you know what I'm saying, every book has to have an index, you know what I'm saying? So the index is where that was birthed from. The index speaks about the growth of my – excuse me. Index speaks about the growth of my family, just the growth of me in general, the all-around growth of myself, you know what I'm saying? At one point, you know what I'm saying, in the music, I was super bashing religion, you know what I'm saying? And I was back in my Blackfist days, you know what I'm saying? I was comparing Jesus to Beetlejuice, you know what I'm saying? And nowadays, I mean, I'm still not religious, you know what I'm saying? But at the same token, I understand, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's people that we can utilize in every realm that looks like us, you know what I'm saying? So it might be someone that's religious, but me for me to judge you is kind of beyond me, you know what I'm saying? It's just that we hold a kind of a different standard now, you know what I'm saying? When you look at, like, some of the leaders that we hold in high regards, if we held them to some of the same standards that we hold today, a lot of them wouldn't exist, you know what I'm saying? Like, such as a Fred Hampton, you know what I'm saying? He spoke highly of all power to the people. But, you know what I'm saying, he's looked at right now in the pro-black community as a leadership role. But like I said, if he was in 2018 social media world, you know what I'm saying, he'd potentially be considered a coon, you know what I'm saying? But he's one of the, you know what I'm saying, most prevalent names that we have, you know. It's just, like I said, it's just understanding the tool in itself, you know. And even with the imagery of the album, the imagery at the front of the album is me with a crown on, you know what I'm saying, with like my chain. And then the back image is of a red, black, and green ski mask, you know what I'm saying? So it's balanced, you know what I'm saying? And that's what a lot of us are fighting with because, like I said, no matter what you download over the old shit that you have, you know what I'm saying, we are programmed with this nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? So no matter how great we try to become, you know what I'm saying, no matter how much we talk about kings and queens shit, the nigga shit's going to always pop back up. Reason being because you've been programmed 20, 30 plus years with this, and now you got 5-10 years of knowledge sitting on top of that. So, yeah, you still have your quote-unquote nigga moments. You know what I'm saying? It's just being able to harness that energy and knowing what to do with it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's all about balance. So the front side is the king side, you know what I'm saying, and the back side is the street side. So even with the ski mask, you know what I'm saying, that you see on there, in the lower neck area, it shows what side of the city you're from, the north side. You know what I'm saying? So it just plays into all elements. So I'm just trying to tie it all in together. Like I said, Black Fist was focused. It was the me preaching to the choir, pretty much. Black Fist was me preaching to the people that thought the same way I did. Program was me reaching out to the children, you know what I'm saying? Book of Brick was me trying to reach both of those, you know what I'm saying? And then the Index is just me being me, you know what I'm saying? Me just putting it all together pretty much, you know what I'm saying? Putting the street aspect up into it, putting the knowledge aspect into it. And I say a huge element of that is that all of the album was written and recorded in Flint and back at home, you know what I'm saying? Back in the basement and the house that I started writing in, you know what I'm saying? So it's a huge element of that into the album too. So, I mean, it's a whole feeling to the album, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just takes me to a place when I listen to it because it's like it's earthy or something, you know what I'm saying? Because it touches me to a spot in my core because, like I said, it just has a different feel to it or meaning to it because I know it was written here. I know it was me moving through the streets of Flint, you know what I'm saying, trying to move consciously and still having to deal with, like, hood shit, you know what I'm saying, and trying to put it all together and speaking to people, cats in the hood that's totally hood, but they interested in the shit now because of the way I'm putting it into the music, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, that's what the Index represents in the whole. It's just all of my growth and then just putting it all into one, just this, you know what I'm saying? And speaking of me moving back to Flint, I bring up the water topic, you know what I'm saying? I talk about the government. I talk about a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? That's on Black Superhero. And then another thing that's crazy is like, it's like premonitions or something, you know what I'm saying? On the Black Superhero track, I speak about, you know what I'm saying, being a political activist until, you know what I'm saying, they grant Mumia freedom. And then a couple days before the album dropped, you know what I'm saying, then they start, it's a trend that, you know what I'm saying, about Mumia or whatnot. So it's I don't know, man. It's just a dope feeling to be able to, like, grasp, you know what I'm saying, these thoughts or the energy from the ancestors and be able to put it in musical form. And like I said, these things come to fruition.
So what was the recording process like?
Stressful. Stressful as fuck, man. Like, the first, you know, I got like 13 albums, man. Like, the first, my first 10 was recorded with like the same person, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm a creature of habit. So 11 and 12 was pretty much recorded with G from here, but G went silent, man. He went ghost. He fell off the map. You know what I'm saying? I know he said somebody moved to North Carolina, and I hadn't heard from him since, so I didn't have a place to record. You know what I'm saying? I was scrounging around. I ended up finding one. You know what I'm saying? Lo and behold, like I said, the way the universe works is so crazy. Lo and behold, I got promoted now, but my old manager, he had a studio, and the crazy part where the studio was at, it was right above where we worked at. So it's upstairs from where I'm at, clocked in 8 to 11 hours a day anyway. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, just to finally be able to jump up in there. And with me taking so long to actually drop the album, like, I mean, I'm already precise or a scientist when it comes down to me, you know what I'm saying, formulating an album. There's, like, really no waste of track. So and this was kind of threw Johnny off, who was the engineer. Shout out to him, you know what I'm saying? But it kind of threw him off. He's like, damn, you ain't got no filler tracks? You ain't got no tracks you're going to pick from? I'm like, nah, bro, we going with these 14, and we rock. He like, okay. So, you know what I'm saying? The crazy thing about it, was, like I said, is the extra 4 months, it just gave me more time to sharpen them up. You know what I'm saying? I usually don't have that because I usually just go right in when I write it and drop it. You know what I'm saying? But it just was and I usually, like, expose songs. You know what I'm saying? That was something different I did. I didn't, like, drop song after song before I dropped the album. You know what I'm saying? I had a couple videos that I normally do, but I kind of kept this one under wraps more than I typically do. You know what I'm saying? So when it hit, people was like, oh, this is the first time I'm really hearing this. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Phone number to call in, 929-477-1755. On live with our brother Brickley Foundation. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. You got something to say. My brother giving away 10 streams today, but you got to call in order to get the stream. So you're getting a free digital stream copy of the index. All right, so what you want to do? What you want to do? Where you want to go with it?
Man, shit, I get it. What you mean? I would like
no,
to ask
you
a question. Like, what's the talk?
You said you like. Oh, man. I need a crazy recording session before I play any song. I need one. At least one.
One song?
No, one crazy recording session. So I need a crazy recording
really
session
crazy
story.
Like, the only really
make
crazy
up something
session.
Then. Make up something.
I mean, it ain't really nothing to make up because, like I said, everything was straightforward. But, like, towards the end of it, because we, like I said, it's 14 songs. So the album was broken down into pretty much five sessions. You know what I'm saying? But sessions 4 and 5, so sessions 1 through 3 is just me and the engineer. You know what I'm saying? But sessions 4 and 5, I guess, I don't know what the issue was, but he brought his lady in, you know what I'm saying, the last 2 times. And she was talking about she wanted to, like, start working on engineer work too, you know what I'm saying? So that was kind of awkward at first because, you know what I'm saying, like, usually my studio sessions are slow. She was like, me and this engineer, I'm not that rapper where it's got to be 10 people in there, you know what I'm saying, females in there, we drinking. Like, no, it's a job, you know what I'm saying? I'm coming in here to work, and then we clocking out, you know what I'm saying? Simple as that. But it was just one of the conversations that jumped off because she was listening to what I was saying. And she like, yo, like, what made you decide to start talking about this stuff in your music? You know what I'm saying? Like, why you just can't go with the system? Like, why you know what I'm saying? Just the angle of the questions. And I'm like, because I, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't have, like, I ain't going to say the correct answer, but the politically correct answer. So I just hit it shit, like, shit, because I'm grown and I feel like it. I don't feel like going with the system, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is how I feel right now. And I'm allowed freedom of speech, you know what I'm saying? I don't have a handler such as a 21 Savage, you know what I'm saying? I don't have a handler, you know what I'm saying, like LeBron James and them. I can say what the fuck I want to say, you know what I'm saying? If my job that I work at now fired me for it, oh well. I was looking for a job when I found this one. I'll find another one, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it's just the way, like, she was shot of the matter of shit that I spoke on. You know what I'm saying? But at no point as black people are we shocked that no matter what the artists speak on in their music, you know what I'm saying? We find a way to excuse it. Are they young or they just, you know what I'm saying, they're learning or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But they constantly demean us, demean the women, demean the children, you know what I'm saying? Because that's mainly who listening to us, kids, you know what I'm saying? But they constantly demeaning the children and we're compensate for it or make up excuses, you know what I'm saying? But in the instance, like I said, like since it's relevant in the news, like a 21 Savage, you know what I'm saying, he makes a reference to getting Jewish money, which in the eyes of black people, that would be a, you know what I'm saying, shout out pretty much, you know what I'm saying? But they like, nah, motherfucker, we ain't cool with you saying that. Now you got to retract your statements and apologize. But you know what I'm saying, never once have you thought to apologize to your sisters or your brothers that you shoot down lyrically or you, you know what I'm saying, degrade sexually, you know what I'm saying, all of these different things. And are we so conditioned to accept the disrespect, you know what I'm saying, that we apologizing for him disrespecting us, you know what I'm saying? But, like, other people, they don't give a fuck that he young or that he learned, you know what I'm saying? They're like, nah, we put some respect on our shit. And when has it ever been a point? Is that's how crazy it is, like, you know what I'm saying? That goes to show you who controls our music. Our music, like I said in one of the songs, you know what I'm saying, our music isn't controlled by a race, a face that looks like me, you know what I'm saying? And the people that's controlling it is the Jews. So that's how you can have the power to come down and be like, yo, I don't approve of you saying that, you know what I'm saying? Because I can pull your shit at any given fucking time, you know what I'm saying? Because the number one export that we have, which is this music, we don't even control this shit. So,
See that? You see that right there? It just turned into a crazy studio session song. Oh, story right there. See? You got that. You said you ain't had one. You know? I'm good at that. You know what I'm saying? I'm good at finding that right there. So, got the chance to feel. And let me get our sister in here, RMC's own. Just make this an RMC party real quick. Queen Afia is in the building. Let me get in here because I need some social commentary on this project before I give a leak, because it's a leak here tonight. You understand what I'm saying? Before we get a leak, let's get Queen Afia in here, the greatest African centered artist on the planet. Let's get up in here.
Man, you gotta find out something for her.
I'm loading them. I'm loading them. You know,
okay.
You been over here before. You know what I'm saying? You've been over here before.
It is. They knew you.
Afi, what's going on?
Hey, peace. What's going on?
How you?
I'm good, but I really cannot live up to these introductions that you keep giving me. Hey. What up, brother? I just called in to support. I wanted to give my little take on, of course.
Give your take. Melanated great CEO over here.
That's me. I've probably heard everything that Brick has professionally released, and I definitely have my favorites that I keep on rotation. But I will say in this project there is a lot of growth, and like he was just explaining, you can really hear the journey from I hate to use this term because people just don't know how to use the term respectfully, but the conscious journey from you can kind of follow through his music from the beginning to where when people are really excited and really in it and they want to tell everybody and every, you know, living, breathing moment and every opportunity is about, you know, something in the movement and some new information that we had known and like the awakening. And you can hear through the last three projects up to this point the growth from from that and how he took that journey and that knowledge and has applied it now to his life, and not just what he didn't know, but what he can instill, what he has been instilling in his wife and what he can instill in his child. And that's something that we ought to be doing. We shouldn't just be out here just every day blindly being active without having a purpose for what we're doing it all for. So I think in this project I can really hear maturity may not be the right word, but I can hear the purpose of all the knowledge and all the effort and all the work that he's done up to this point, and I can see what it was all for, if that makes any sense. So I have a couple of favorites, and the first couple of times that I spun the album, I really liked Black Love, and I don't know if it was a message that I really got wrapped up in, but I really liked that until I started listening to The Jungle a couple of times. And so now I think at this point that's my favorite. But out of all of his projects that I've gotten my hands on, I think that this is the most well balanced and has the most critical substance that a grown man would need to hear, and not just a young man or a man that's newly, you know, on this journey, or a man that's, you know, got a fire, you know, a fresh one that got a fire lit up on. This is for the seasons, the balance, the one who know what he doing, he know where he going, and he know what he doing it for. So I'm enjoying it, and I hope people are getting as much out of it as I'm getting out of it. So that's my take on it.
That's dope. I appreciate that. And you know what? Like the jungle is like my favorite track, and it's the entry to the track. You know what I'm saying? It's the way that the police officers talk to each other. You know what I'm saying? And they're trying to fit like good cop versus bad cop. You know what I'm saying? He's telling him like about how it's supposed to go about policing. You know what I'm saying? He's like, well, don't you lecture me about being a cop. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I'm not trying to lecture you about being a cop. I'm just letting you know that this is America. He's like, well, oh yeah, then what's he doing here? You know what I'm saying? And then the second come on, and like, I wish I could have got the feature that I wanted on it. You know what I'm saying? Because it has more of like when I had it in my mind, it had more of like a Jamaican feel to it. But it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I took it back to the roots of the element with Black Fist, where I had no features on it. So the whole album is just me, pretty much. So I appreciate that breakdown.
Okay. And you saved me from having to do it. You know what I'm saying? You saved me from having to do it. You know, cause people, they ain't calling to hear my breakdown. They called to hear the people's breakdown. You understand what I'm saying? So we appreciate you,
yeah,
Queen Afi, calling in. You know what I mean? Shout out that website before you go. Shout it out, so we can buy black and get our African on.
It's Melanated Great. .com, but it is on hiatus in about 22 minutes for the next 3 weeks. So that'll have to be a shout out for another day. But yeah,
hey, y'all got 22 minutes to go shop.
22 minutes to shop till you drop.
So yeah, so do your thing. And shout out to Knowledge. Knowledge is a big supporter of Melanated Greats. I definitely appreciate your continued support. And Brick had so much input and direction behind a lot of products. So when y'all see some great stuff, Brick approved it. If y'all see some whack stuff, please blame it on Brick as well.
So, I'm just a hater.
Hashtag BDS.
I'm just a hating troll, sis.
Yeah. But I would encourage anybody who is listening to Index and Rocking It to make sure that you listen to the previous projects that came before as well, so you can get a comprehensive view and feel for the messages that he's trying to get across. That's all I got.
Comprehensive. You get some comprehensive bombs for her melanated grapes, Queen Afia. All right. We get into this. Anybody else got questions? They got comments? They want to give their breakdown or whatever they want to do? That phone number to call in, 929-477-1755. Press 1. What's your questions or your comments? Afia saved me from having to give a breakdown, so I ain't got to give it.
Their breakdowns is critical, though, man, because they sound to somebody different. You know what I'm saying? Like, even it might say the same thing to everybody, but it resonates with everybody different, if you know what I'm saying. You catch my drift. You know what I'm saying? So you the person might have went through something at that point, you know what I'm saying, or a certain lyric in the song might touch a person, you know what I'm saying? Like, she was talking about, like, Black Love, how the message caught her the first couple times, you know what I'm saying? That's why I said, like, the breakdowns is like pretty crucial. But motherfuckers rather break down like move shit like Bird Box, you know what I'm saying? Only because they stuck in a repetitive loop being told to talk about it, you know what I'm saying? As opposed to being an individual and thinking for themselves, you know what I'm saying? And represent something that could be beneficial to them. You know what I'm saying? It's always kind of rubbed me the wrong way when I presented my music, because my music's always been for us, you know what I'm saying? And we talk about creating wealth or creating a market where we can benefit from. You know what I'm saying? I've always had to place, you know what I'm saying, wholesale aspect of it. You know what I'm saying? No other artist, whether pro-black, whether, you know what I'm saying, local, your favorite big name, your Jay-Z's, Lil Wayne's, nobody else offers a partnership with their music. I offer a 60-40 split with the music, you know what I'm saying? So motherfuckers can buy 10 CDs and just offer your promotion, even if you sell them the $60 to 10 CDs, you sell them $10 a piece, that's a $40 profit just for promoting something that you bump in any damn way, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, you motherfuckers promote the Jay-Z's and the Beyonce's and them of the world for free just because it's cool what the next person's doing, you know? We just got to get out of that mentality. It's fucking 2019. You know what I'm saying? And we got so many different streaming platforms and, like, TV streaming services where we're allowed to pick what we want to be entertained by, but we still choose to get on social media networks and be told what to follow or what to like. You know what I'm saying? Like, wake up and expand your own damn thoughts. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So with that, I want a
series, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to share and get in depth. You know what I'm saying? I want a series. Can I get a series? Can I get a Brick the Foundation Index series?
Man, I might be able to give you like 14 parts.
That's what I need.
I can give you 14 weeks out of 2019. It's gonna be tight.
That's what I need.
Yeah, that'll be. We'll just name each week a song. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, we're just pertaining to that song or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I got a little bias. You understand what I'm saying? You know
what you mean?
When Jigga said, you know what I'm saying? You know, Jigga held you down 6 summers, man. Where's the love? You understand what I'm saying? I'm like, I need a series, man. I can't get a show. I look like introducing you as a guest. You know what I'm saying? Like, you part of the fabric. You know what I mean? You was the first jersey. You was the first due to knowledge chain. You understand what I'm saying? I was giving out. You know, so yeah, man. I need a series. You know what I'm saying? I need a little something.
People don't love Brick, though, man. You know,
hey, man.
Love Brick. You know what I'm saying? I'm the voice piece, but you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers be like, hey, man, let's see what else he gonna do. Like, motherfucker, I'm 13 albums in. What else you want from me? You know what I'm saying? Like, I done showed you dedication. I done showed you transparency. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's a legacy being created. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like Sis says, you can go back through chapters of it, and the shit's timeless. Most artists would struggle with being able to stay relevant, you know what I'm saying, relevant. But being that my style is of my own, I don't have that issue, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm in double digits with albums. Most people start falling off, you know what I'm saying, where they can't even think of nothing else to talk about because they don't expand their thought process, you know what I'm saying? And it's all about growth the entire time, you know what I'm saying, and just being ambitious to chase something, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, there's no competition in what we do, you know what I'm saying, as liberation artists, you know what I'm saying? But my whole goal the entire time was to put more albums out than Tahir. You know what I'm saying? And that's just self-motivation. It has nothing against my brother, you know what I'm saying, because he puts out music that motivates me. But that is the milestone that I've set for myself. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to keep pushing that. You know what I'm saying? And them is that is my main competition is the United Fronts and the Tahir is up there. You know what I'm saying? I'm battling to not battling, but I'm in, you know what I'm saying, on a quest to put my name up there with their name because they recognize as some of the prominent names when you talk about pro blackness. So you know what I'm saying? I mean, and just being able to expand that bounds, breaking the boundary. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it is. We need to stop preaching to the choir. You know what I'm saying? We need to use this tool to expand to the streets. We need to use this tool to expand to the youth. You know what I'm saying? And instead of just the people that already look like us being cool with it, you know what I'm saying? I know Sis rock with the album. You know what I'm saying? I know you rock with the album, but we got to get it into the inner cities. You know what I'm saying? We got to get it into the youth. You know what I'm saying? We got to get even other people's albums. You know what I'm saying? Damani just dropped. You know what I'm saying? We got to get it to the youth. He is the youth. We got to get it to the youth. You know what I'm saying? But we missing in that dynamic. You know what I'm saying? We're just steadily preaching to the choir. We have to expand our reach or shit's just going to be burnt out. That's why a lot of people burnt out now. You know what I'm saying? Because you get tired of the same rigmarole, the same hamster wheel, the same daily bullshit grind, and it's nothing. It's the same pretty much system. We're just taking their system and just saying black power. You can't do that. You know what I'm saying? We actually have to generate some power. And the way we'll be able to generate the power is like I said, it's by spreading it. And the more people that we reach, the more people that we going to be able to bring in with the message that we're using. So.
I think Afi stole a lot of my notes. You know what I'm saying? She saved it because it's more sacred when it comes from a sister, to be honest. You see what I'm saying? Like we go back years, you know, you done sat through, I don't know how many breakdowns I done gave, you know, on the show in the course of the platform, so whether it was the, you know, the Blackfist series or the Book of Brick series, you see what I'm saying, or, you know, the program, whatever it was, when you see, and, you know, synchronicity in regards to these things that go across over a period of time, you get a chance, you know, to see things outside of yourself. Sometimes we have to be reminded. You see what I'm saying? So when you name Tahir RBG, you name United Front. With a few exceptions, there's nobody else for me. You understand what I'm saying? There's nobody else. You know, there's like a few exceptions, and those are honorable mentions. But when we're talking about the core of what it is, and they're not celebrated. You understand what I'm saying? So this is the celebration. You got to celebrate yourself. You see what I'm saying? Because you're not going to be celebrated. You know, what we're doing, this lane that we're in, is illegal in the United States. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, we're celebrating today the Haitian Revolution. You understand what I'm saying? We're celebrating Dr. John Henry Clark's birthday. You see what I'm saying? These ancestors did things that were illegal in the eyes of the powers that be. So this index that we're looking at, you see what I'm saying? Just the fact that the index is even being played and distributed, this is the Underground Railroad. You see what I'm saying? So the mainstream stuff gets celebrated because This is what gets pushed. You see what I'm saying? So minds get pushed in a certain kind of way. But for our way, Devon RBG said something on here that was critical. He said the industry know not to play my shit. That's what he said. He didn't say the industry don't want to play my shit. He said they know not to play my shit. You see what I'm saying? So you have to write your own way into history and control the narrative and the way and the flow of how your information is perceived. You see what I'm saying? So throughout the project, I was listening to the index and, you know, going through, you know, different things. I saw different aspects of you. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, Queen Afi laid the precursories, and, you know, she saved me having to explain some of these things that's understood. You see what I'm saying? So I saw an elevation. You see what I'm saying? So if I said, what Brick been doing? If I listen to the index, I know exactly what the hell you been doing. You understand what I'm saying? Like what you said earlier about the way of life that you're seeking to provide for your seeds, I heard it in your music. You see what I'm saying? I ain't have to be there to witness. I can bear witness from the music. You see what I'm saying? There's some ranges. There's some levels of creativity that exist in this project there, you know, that you were fearless to go and pursue. You see what I'm saying? So you got outside of your comfort zone, even though you say, you know, with no features, you kept it kind of like Black Fist. You understand what I'm saying? So there was some other levels of yourself that you showed as an artist, you know, on this particular project. You see what I'm saying? So there's a combination of things that's at work, you know, without me naming any songs, without me going into any lyrics. You understand what I'm saying? You heard at the beginning of the show, it's evident that I listened to the project. You see what I'm saying? Because BDF came through real quick. You understand what I'm saying? So it's there. You know what I mean? So it's room for expansion. It's room for growth. It's room for elevation. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, another point that Afi brought out that I agree with is this political stance. You see what I'm saying? In a time where it's political buffoonery, you see what I'm saying? It's almost like a circus show. You see what I'm saying? In essence of these things, you have one who stands boldly. You see what I'm saying? You have one that stands boldly. And again, these things are illegal. You understand what I'm saying? These things are illegal. These are countenance of disloyalty. You see what I'm saying? To a place that we are prisoners of war. So we got to understand a lot of these things that are happening. And when we start looking at this, this is our way. This is our lane. And we have to keep our lane authentic and use the standard of measure by the impact that is made on the people that are supposed to hear what we have to say. You see what I'm saying? You could be in a room full, you have a room full of people. You see what I'm saying? 100,000, 10,000 people, and you say something, and the person who was supposed to hear it, because you'll get a call and response some kind of way. You see what I'm saying? So whether it's a physical thing, whether it's an emotional thing, whether it's a spiritual thing, once what you say reaches its intended target or intended audience, you'll get a response. This is the response you're looking for. So whether it's positive or negative, you'll get a response. You see what I'm saying? But you got the response that you was looking for. You know, Big Mama say, a hurt dog holler. You understand what I'm saying? So if you got somebody's attention on this side, if the hurt dog hollers, you know, something impactful or something great for those intended audiences and targets on the other side will come forth. We got another caller calling in from area code 321. Area code 321-948. We want live with Brick the Foundation. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mahogany calling from Orlando.
Oh, she snuck in here like she was just part of the, you know what I'm saying? Like she was just a regular caller. Let me get my together here. Understand what I'm saying? Let me get my bombs together here. That was very, very slick.
Why her phone number intro in itself? The next caller is 321.
Yeah, 321. Let me get these bombs together for Mahogany. Hold on, Mahogany. I got you.
Thank you, Nolly. thank you. I was mainly calling in to support my brother, Brick, of course. And mainly to thank Brick on a lot of levels. I have not gotten through the entire album, and I will. And you know I will.
What?
But I definitely have to say that you have reached people in my life through your music alone that aren't even conscious. Especially me, too, because I was a trap music listening to somebody special, and it didn't matter as long as it was a beat, but the content that you give is phenomenal, brother. What you give us as a whole, I am grateful for, and I appreciate you, because you do reach levels of people. My brother would not ever even have thought to do that, and, you know, I buy the CDs, and I give them out. I give them away. I get them, and I give them to anybody who I think might get something from the message. And for that, I just want to be sure to call in and tell you that I appreciate you and I thank you. Because you just reached a lot of people in my life that I couldn't. And I thank you for that.
No doubt. Hey, I think the dude was going to help you even more. They're going to be like, oh, man, look at the ski mask. You know.
Exactly.
Got the ski mask on the TV. Who is this?
And they all are. Trust and believe. Yeah, definitely. But yeah, I just wanted to make sure that I called in and leave.
The power of the music to be able to, you know what I'm saying, reach people that you normally wouldn't be able to. But hey, check this book out. Hey, check this video out. You know what I'm saying? But when you bring it down to sonic level, being that we are people of rhythm anyway, you know what I'm saying, it's easier to reach them. You know what I'm saying? I said that's why we're stuck in this perpetual cycle that we're in right now, because the music vibrates on that level, you know what I'm saying, and repetitively does so. So even if you don't want to rap about the stuff that's being rapped about, you know what I'm saying, in the essence of you so-called making it, you have to rap about this stuff, because the stuff that I talk about, like Nala said, for one, is illegal in America because you would be identified as a black identity extremist, for one, you know
exactly.
what I'm saying, and then two, it's prideful, you know what I'm saying, so it's more... It gives you more energy when you're in the club to be like, fuck this nigga, fuck that nigga, fuck this bitch, instead of being, I love being black and shit like that, you know what I'm saying, which is a fucked up psychological mind state for us to even be in, to be hype off of murderous music where it's constantly something that's detrimental to our people. But like I said, it's not even really the lyrics, it's the beats that people are listening to. It's just the lyrics is what the people who control the music prefer us to talk about. You know what I'm saying? So that's the fucked up part about it. That's why, like I said, it's messed up to say I guess it really ain't, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people hold Jackie Robinson in high regards, but I think Jackie Robinson is the issue with a lot of things that are controlled entertainment-wise by black people, you know what I'm saying? Because the pursuit of wanting to be included or be inclusive took the control and once again put owners on our entertainment rights, you know what I'm saying? So the Jews own the music, you know what I'm saying? And the white people still own all entertainment sports avenues, you know what I'm saying? Because when you wanted to join the major leagues, you know what I'm saying, you kind of shunned the Negro leagues, which could have developed into more, you know what I'm saying, because all of the people that look like us are the major athletes. Our people are going to pay the fucking seats. But the game is so messed up now that they couldn't even retract themselves, such as Ice Cube trying to create the 3-on-3 league, you know what I'm saying, and create a black league now, you know what I'm saying, because blacks have become enslaved to playing for them, you know what I'm saying, playing for their new owners. You know what I'm saying? Not being able to speak their mind like a LeBron James and not like the Jim Browns of the past or the Muhammad Ali's of the past, saying what the fuck they felt. You know what I'm saying? Now they have handled it. So it's just, like I said, it's just messed up. And for us to not, like I said, 2019, not understand that we control what we listen to. So, like you said, by taking that vibration with that beat and actually putting some knowledge over it, now you have knowledge over trap beats, you know what I'm saying, which is a phrase that I coined. But now I'm able to reach your brother, you know what I'm saying, and people like him, or even people that maybe more soft than him, you know what I'm saying? So that's what's dope to me. I just wish we as a whole pushed it more. You know what I'm saying? Not even just me, because there's multiple artists out there that I've always pushed that. You know what I'm saying? I'm one of the primary artists that push other artists. You know what I'm saying? When I seek out features for albums, I'm seeking out to be able to create a lane for people, for my fans to have somebody else to listen to. Because when Brick goes off, I don't want you to have to turn Future back on. Because you're like, damn, what do I listen to? I listen to Brick. So now, okay, featuring DeMarc.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what happened.
Featuring Brother Shook. You know what I'm saying?
Because I went through every artist that you had featured, because, you know, I got the library a couple times. But every artist that you had featured, I went and found their music to listen to it. Every single one of them. Because I was like, well, they got to be about something, because he got them on his album. So let me go listen.
And that's the purpose of it, you know what I'm saying, to create an umbrella, you know what I'm saying, for other artists to be expanded to. And I'm pretty sure there's some artists that think like that, but if we all thought like that, then stuff would expand further, but everybody's still in the individual mind state, because that is how that's how hip-hop is kind of set up. It's set up on a competition base. But I came up with the Black Power Music Hour to highlight other artists, you know what I'm saying? It would be hours, it'd be two hours into, it'd be 2 hours into the show and you haven't heard one Brick track. You know what I'm saying? And I'm an artist myself, but I'm trying to spread light to other artists. Like I said, if we all thought like that, it would be a little easier. But everybody's like, hey, look at me. Hey, look at me. You know what I'm saying? Look what I did. You know what I'm saying? I'm the greatest. You know what I'm saying? Well, it's not about that anymore. It's about freeing our people's mind with the music. You know what I'm saying? Giving them something. Giving the kids something to aspire, you know what I'm saying? Well, the children, rather, something to aspire to. Trying to create a lane like, yo, this is cool to do too, instead of the Mr. Me Too thing, rapping the same exact lyrics. Because, okay, yeah, you might sound different, but what makes you different as an artist is I can predetermine, if you're not rocking well what I'm rapping about, 9 times out of 10, I can predetermine what you're going to speak about, you know what I'm saying, as an artist. And that's redundant, and we allow it, though. You know what I'm saying? We act like we're entertained by this. Like, we're so, like, we're just dumbed down. Like, we're not smart. Like, we can't retain, like, somebody musically talking about some education. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do a lot of name drops, and a lot of people look at me like, who the hell is you? Who are you talking about? Like, that's the reason. That's another reason why the album's called The Index. You can use this as The Index. Okay, if I name drop somebody, go look them up. You got Google.
That's what my
brother
did.
You can look them up as you listen to the music. It's a learning tool. So I mean, but like a lot of people want to be hand fed, and I'm like I said, when I got to the point with The Index, it's just like kind of point stuff out for people, and you go research it. But like I tried to make the music a little more sonic, you know what I'm saying, beat wise, where it kind of gravitated more, like I said, towards the street. So yeah.
It was dope. It's the same thing that you just said. Just to piggyback off that, my brother started researching more. So they thought I was crazy for a long time. They was like, no, I'm hiring you, taking this Black thing too far. And, you know, when you get into something, you do get extreme at it because you just want to know, and it's a thirst for knowledge. And I met Afi through her teaching online and just not even really realizing it. And then when I was introduced to your music, it was even more knowledge that was being like kicked to me in a way that I understood, because I can listen to somebody talk all day, but a matter of retaining the information is just my choice. But when I'm listening to something over and over again, because I promise you, like, every album sits in there, it's listened to for at least 2 to 3 weeks, and then I go to the next one, and then I go to the next one, and then I go to the next one, because that's how I learn. But I mean, I overall just appreciate you and thank you.
Hey, Brick.
What up, though?
Brick, you got another first. Let me tell you another first that you done pulled off. Mahogany does not call into people's shows, and Mahogany does not talk like she was talking just now about your album. You understand? Mahogany, don't he sound like somebody's daddy, though? Don't he sound like somebody's daddy?
He really does.
You know what I'm saying? Don't he sound like Muffin Brick Daddy? You know what I'm saying? He sound like he got, some Turin. You know what I'm saying? He sound like he got some Turin. You know what I'm saying? Look at him out there, boy. See? So you got a first right here. Yeah, I don't know how much more motivation you need. You know what I'm saying? Brick the Foundation, BDF, Baba Bricks, but Mahogany done called in. You understand what I'm saying? And she done shouted out the shouted out of the shouted out. You see what I'm saying? So she was moved by the holy Brick the Foundation spirit. You see what I'm saying? To call in and show some love publicly, you know what I'm saying, on the radio. You know. So I think Mahogany need to be a part of the series, you know what I'm saying? I think she need to be a part of the series because I think, you know, us Brick Dakotas got to come together and give our analysis, you know what I'm saying? And my man, you know, Info Keith, man, he got to be here too. I wouldn't feel right if it was a series about Brick and he wasn't involved because I wouldn't want him to kick the shit out of me, you know what I'm saying? Word, get back to him, he'd be like, word, this is y'all doing? I ain't getting invited to the party. You know what I'm saying? So I don't need that. So if we actually do this series, if we do this index series, you know what I'm saying? Mahogany, you gotta show up now. You know what I'm saying? You gotta show up. You done messed around and told some secrets today. Like, you know what I'm saying? You a brickologist. You on this fact-finding mission to uncover the cosmic index, the index. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's what I'm talking about. And, you know, you're a CEO as well. So before you go, we got to shout out your business. You understand?
Oh, yeah. Wow. All my handmade jewelry can be found at www.mrochelle.com. That's MROCHELLE.com. Thank you, Knowledge.
I M R. She said M R. She didn't say M R. She said M R.
I am from, you know, the country.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. So Black Proud Jesus, appreciate you.
That was one of the deep Florida eyes. It was an alligator.
Ooh, a whole alligator in there. M R.
No, it's an alligator aura. You gotta expand the aura to end of it.
Well, we country on both sides of my family, so it's gonna be that way.
That's what I'm talking
about. No, I definitely appreciate you though.
What's your favorite song you heard so far?
I'm sorry.
What's your favorite song you heard so far?
That's hard to say now.
I need one, and it can't be the same one that Alfie said. Alfie said, no. Out of this project right here, because Alfie said The Jungle, and she said Black Love. What you heard so far from the index? Give me one song.
All right,
pretty
the index. I've listened to one through six. So I would say out of the, but you said I can't say Black Love. Alfie said it.
Yeah.
But
yes.
But I really vibe with that one so hard though. And then after that, it will be Never Change.
Never Change?
Yep.
All right, Brick, I'm gonna give you a breakdown of them three songs.
Go for it.
I'm gonna give you a breakdown of
those
three songs.
Now it's dramatic. You're gonna be like, give you a breakdown of those three songs next week.
I feel like I'm in a bad.
We ain't got the series though. We ain't got the series yet, so I can't pull that stunt. So I'm gonna give you them three right there, cause them three close to my soul. You know what I'm saying? I believe that my sisters was checking out my notes. You understand what I'm saying? yeah. Yes. All right, so I'm going to go there. Appreciate you, Mahogany, on the scene.
No problem.
All right. Anybody else? 10 Strings. Everybody who called in and got the album, man, I don't know what y'all about to do, man. I guess we got to give them out progressively during the series now. You see what I'm saying? See,
Brick.
See how the universe works?
I think they be sneaking, listening to me, man. They had their little AirPods, earbuds in the corner in the dark, listening to Brick, you know what I'm saying? 5 o'clock while everybody sleep, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't want people to know they really listen to this, man.
I ain't want nobody to think they was going to call it and get the whole hit, though. You know what I'm saying? They couldn't just get the whole hit like that. You know, we don't even work like that.
Yeah.
You know? As bad as I wanted to, I wasn't going to give them the whole
album yet.
Yeah.
You gotta get it to hear the whole thing. All it is snippets on there right now, unless somebody bootlegged it already, which I can't put that past people, but.
Because it already didn't happen.
It happened out there.
But you know, we did interviews and breakdowns of tracks with people who ain't heard their own album. You know what I'm saying? Judah Priest on here, he was like, yo, I ain't heard this shit yet. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, we got joints like that. So, we got The Jungle. We got, in my mind, right? The Jungle.
Yeah, let me hear that Jungle breakdown. She said The Jungle, The Black Love, and it was Never Change.
Yeah.
Never
Change. Yeah. Somebody went to
which
club.
I just spoke on. That's crazy because I just spoke on Never Change. You know what I'm saying? While we was talking.
That's right. I heard you. You know what I'm saying? Let me get this Jungle right here.
Frank, what's happened to you?
What do you mean, what's happened to you?
I mean, you used to stop a suspect because of what he was doing, not because of the color of his skin.
Oh, hey, don't lecture me on being a cop.
I am not trying to lecture you. I'm trying to talk some sense to you. It's not a police state. It's America.
Yeah? What's he doing here?
The silence
child. Yeah. It's Brick. Let's go. Taking it back to the roots. I'm on my quest love vibe. Black thoughts I create, make them press rewind. It's just another way to say that the music I'm making's live. Burning blunts from the ashes like the phoenix I arrive, touch down around 9:45. It was a smooth flight, watching as the earth glows, floating under the moonlight. 30,000 feet, I'm just making sure all my moves right. Step inside this booth and then bless it, nigga, good zoom tight. The status I'm reaching, the hate increases. Even faces that look like me even gon' hate to see it. Call it crab in the barrel theory. No make believing, I swear as soon as you make you a dollar, can't wait to deem it, oh boy. They say you swear that you poppin', niggas ain't making no noise. Whatever eagle you built, they hold a chance to destroy. I swear, I'm still in love with my people though. Contemplating, guess it's just a necessary evil, yo. The gunfire drowns out police sirens. Flashing lights in our whispers, we riding. It's a jungle sometimes trying to survive in a city where any nigga can die in. No lying, the gunfire drowns out police sirens. Flashing lights in our whispers, we riding. It's a jungle sometimes trying to survive in a city where any nigga can die in. Yes, I'm Flint Town born, I'm poetic with the speech, assemble tons of metaphors, the MC of a different breed. I've been given the top authority to speak, fuck the FBI, dating family, been playing for weeks, what's on my mind? Young soldiers, I'm trying to revolutionize, I know we fell in with the leadership, just need a little time to get it right. Okay, well that should be cool, let me adjust the mic, they bugging, where's the pesticide? Dreams I invest in mine, California flower stuffed inside my blunts, it's breakfast time. Waking bacon in another time zone, sketching rhymes. I'm an artist with these lines, check my next design. Usually humble, but it's flexing time. Cause they don't wanna see a nigga with shit. I think they waiting for my CD to skip. But that's cool though, swear I'm used to it. But I just keep chefing and serving this good music exclusive. Message, you can't mute it. Even with this mic unplugged, do it acoustic. I swear it's therapeutic, giving power to my people through audios I'm producing. Even a cappella, yeah, I could start a movement. The gunfire drowns out police sirens. Flashing lights in our whispers, we riding. It's a jungle sometimes trying to survive in a city where any nigga can die in. No lying, the gunfire drowns out police sirens. Flashing lights in our whispers, we riding. It's a jungle sometimes trying to survive in a city where any nigga can die in. No lying.
We'll be right back.
That's that sample, that intro, that's from Highway to Heaven, right?
Bingo, I already knew you would know that.
Now, that stage sets the stage and the precedence on when public access TV would give you the truth. This is from a show from the 70s, and this is a scene where Mark goes back to his old police force, and he was telling Michael Landon about his partner that was with him, and you know how he was straight edge about a book and blah blah blah. So they out on this patrol, and they see this brother with this expensive car, a car he can't afford. So he uses this as a way to profile. So you know they show you.
Hey, hold on a second, man. You unreal in the fact that how you breaking this down, because the fact of how I struggle in picking the exact piece that I wanted to use for the sample, because I wanted to use that whole part when he talked to the black dude and everything, man. But the fact that you know this clip to this point, man, is just eerie, man. But continue.
Again, it sets the precedence of the psychology, a psychology of fear. He got stopped in front of his own house. You understand what I'm saying? You don't live in this house. This ain't your car. It's stolen, blah, blah, blah. You understand what I'm saying? And the conflict presents a way and a form of a psychological struggle. It's the same struggle that we find ourselves in, the same struggle that you mentioned earlier. You see what I'm saying, out here in this concrete jungle. So I know that's the kind of vibe that you wanted to have, but you still have it in a way. You see what I'm saying? Like the beat still speaks to it. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, silently painting this picture, you see what I'm saying, between the struggle to be divine and walk a certain kind of way, but still how you perceive. You understand what I'm saying? You still perceived in a certain kind of way, internally and externally. You see? So, you know, in this, you know, this struggle right here, and this is due to the insecurity of the people that's around us. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, they fall back on positional authority. So to exert his dominance over, because he was not on the level, you know, intellectually with the brother. You see what I'm saying? Not physically with the brother. So he had to exert his force in what Dr. Francis Crest Wilson called the grand equalizer. You know, so with the gun, with the badge, you know, with the baton, with the power to delay and to disrupt. You understand what I'm saying? So we're looking at this whole, you know, situation right here in regards to this interaction. And this is an interaction that we have normalized. You see what I'm saying? This is a treacherous, torturous type of mindset state and reality that we have embraced as normal living. And there's nothing normal about it. You understand what I'm saying? So you bringing it forth lyrically to paint the picture, you know, you see what I'm saying? To say, okay, this is, you know, how we got to navigate through this type of situation and to open the eyes of the people that's around. So on one side, you got this. Somebody would see this as normal behavior, and we vilify for showing this as abnormal behavior, like, yo, this is not even correct. You see what I'm saying? So here comes the tug of war again. You see what I'm saying? You put yourself in a position or a place to where you're looking at yourself in a realm of dual or double conscious. You see what I'm saying? You know, because the brother on the side of the road, he could have got really, really upset and it would have cost him his life. He was looking for a reason to provoke him, to arrest him, to take them, and we find ourselves in a similar position. You see what I'm saying? Just like that. You know, we even to the detriment. So you could look at Mike Brown. You see what I'm saying? But Mike Brown is Jonathan Jackson. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, you see all of these things coming back into view, into sphere. You see what I'm saying? And to still see, you know, these things and atrocities happening, you see a voice in the crowd and in the air to, you know, communicate that. You see what I'm saying? And I think that you did that very, very artfully in an eerie kind of space. You see what I'm saying? Because, you know, that element of the beat was kind of, you know, it was kind of dreary. It was kind of bizarro world type of, you know what I'm saying, vibe for me anyway. So hopefully somewhere in that I was in the ballpark of the index. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's it, man. It's crazy you pinpointed that sample like that, man. Like, it just I didn't know where to clip it at, because like you said, the interaction with my man was important too. You know, but it spoke more volume to me, like the officers was arguing with each other, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
The other officer didn't agree with my man being in America, with us being in America at all, you know what I'm saying? That's what I took from the whole scene. And like you said, for him just to be outside of his house in a trench coat, dressed nice,
right.
You know what I'm saying,
right.
In a newer automobile. And,
right.
and like you said, the layers of it, it's 2019, and like you said, the profile is of that same nature still fucking exists over 40 years
right.
later.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the crazier part about it. And through me mining for the clip, you know what I'm saying? Came across a lot of other clips that I could have used, but that one just resonated more. And like I said, just the way it was dated, like you said, from the 70s, and for it
right.
to still be relevant. You know what I'm saying? I figured to use that, but for you to be able to pinpoint that exact clip is just crazy. Like,
that was my show. Yeah. That was my show, and oftentimes I go back just to through different joints, you know, like the Twilight Zone and things like that, because these were, you know, fearless times where, you know, they were showing the psychology of our enemy. You see what I'm saying? And if you don't know your enemy psychologically, you can never, you know, hope to obtain victory in battle. You have to understand what moves them and what motivates them. The thing about it with Mark was more disgusted with himself, because he was that dude on every other episode. You understand what I'm saying? He was that dude on every other episode except for when he's seeing it external from himself. Because so he wasn't no different than that cop, you see what I'm saying? So he was trying to say, you know, a voice of reason, because he had traveled to different places and had different experiences. But if he never left where he was, he'd have been the same exact, you know, guy. So the guy was looking at him like, the hell wrong with you? You understand what I'm saying? So this mentality, this mindset, it didn't change, you see what I'm saying? He just saw that in himself, you see what I'm saying? But, you know, it was a push externally. You know what I'm saying? What the hell does that mean? You know, this is America. Like, no, yeah, this is America. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, what's he doing here? You know what I mean? So, that was my little course.
And what's he doing here in that state, though? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the question. Like, because if he wasn't in that state, it's not really an issue. It's just your standard nigga. But now I got an uppity nigga. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that I shouldn't. Like, and when you delve deeper into it, you know what I'm saying, at some point, you either, this man either A, has equivalent of what you have, or B, has better than what you have, you know what I'm saying? So this is
right.
creating some kind of jealousy or anger inside of you beyond the hate, you know what I'm saying? Because the hatred already was portrayed, you know what I'm saying? But the jealousy made you act on the hatred, you know what I'm saying? Because you were sitting in the car hating at first. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But as he continues to hate talking to the other officer, he's like, yeah, I bet you this is this shit. I'm about to go check it out. You know what I'm saying? And go
right.
over there, harass him. And he give him the correct info and all. And he still ain't trying to hear. Like, fuck, how did you get this? Such and such and such and such type shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And my man had to come in like, yo, chill. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I understand, like, how you feel, but you're taking it to the extreme, man. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like you said, like, this is America. And the way he stretched it out, like, it's like, it ain't meant for that. You know what I'm saying? And it still is looked at as like that. Like, if you do see somebody young and black, you know what I'm saying, with some, they either entertainer or a drug dealer, you know what I'm saying? That it's 2019. It can't be a young business, right. Young black businessman, no. Or a young black lawyer that's, you know what I'm saying, driving this Mercedes or a new car, you know what I'm saying? You automatically are pigeonholed into certain roles in life, you know what I'm saying?
Athlete. Don't leave out athlete, man.
Yeah. You're not, you know what I'm saying? You hop out of a brand new Benz and you're not Dr. Such and Such, you know what I'm saying? Oh, he must play basketball for such and such,
right.
You know what I'm saying? It's the lens that we're looked at through, and it's continuously done that way.
All right, so we're going with Never Change, or we going with Black Love?
You can go Never Change. We'll say Black Love for the end. All
right, all right.
Yeah, the bridge is over, the bridge is over. I'm like the ghost of hip hop, I guess it's paranormal. They say it's about to be a purge, I'm preparing for it. I'm on this quest to run, shitting ain't gonna stop like Forrest. Someone told me get the bread, get this bread on repeat. Motivated by these voices in my head, I can't sleep. Give you nothing but this flavor like it's public enemy. Right fist in the sky like brother Huey rowing me. Let's keep it real, what's the deal? How you feel they trying to build? They gave you niggas with attitudes just to change up the appeal. Ice cubes in my drink, I'm deciphering the link. My point of view right now is crystal clear. Took a drag from the swish of blue, the smoke up in the air. Decoded before I spoke it, I wrote it, it took some years. Overstand, them crackers got us under their command. As long as we ain't owners, gotta follow their program. Fuck skills, you tryna sign a deal, 30 rounds in the stenos. Get it popping like some pills, what it is I'm tryna teach the youth is cool. Okay to beat themselves, everybody carbon copy, put that shit back on the shelf. Swear I'm blessed on this quest for improvement. Out recruiting new faces for the movement. Adding to the melanated nation, I influence. Time to start our own record label, fuck the Jew. What's the number one export of our race? Is it controlled by a face that looks like me? Now tell me how could that shit be? I'm guessing rappers like the majors, hip hop that's the Negro League. I ain't playing Jackie Robinson, rewriting history. I feel like who, Papa Bear, Willie Wells. They came to see us anyways, let's keep it to ourselves. Take control, set the tone, watch as we accrue the wealth. Yeah, I knocked it out the park, home run, what the hell? Barry Bonds in my yard, from these verses that I sell. I unveil different strategies, new formality, anti-gravity, aka, I be high as hell. You can't tell, ring the bell, it's time to start the class up. I feel compelled to let them know. I'm still a hustler, yeah, I be selling hope. Motivational soundtracks whenever I record. Hit the settle scores, heads get severed swords. Swinging steel, sharp as steel, blood spills on the decor. Oh, the gore, chill, Rick, you going overboard. I just locked into this song, 2, 3, or 24. I swear I'm in it to win it, super solid to the core. Won't believe a nigga's vegan, instrumental carnivore. Yeah.
I ain't got to get no breakdown of that, right?
Well, no.
That was like half of the conversation today. That was like half of the conversation. You gave like all of the notes. You know what I'm saying? You had gave all the notes. You had spilled all the tequila. I don't say spilling tea. Hopefully people left that shit in 2018. You spilled all the tequila on that earlier today. And missed this conversation. Do I got to go back to you can keep your record deal? I ain't never been a fan of the Jews. Do I got to go back there on that?
It's a fact, though.
You see what I'm saying? So, all right. Do I gotta go back to Jay-Z's Never Change?
Oh man, you going back there?
I'm just asking. I'm seeing this, the other reference, the Roots, Black Thought, you see what I'm saying? And I didn't even get a chance to even get into any of that right there. I leave the lyrics alone, you know what I'm saying? I didn't even get into no lyrics. But it's still, you know, in regards to what we see right now with this shift. You see, like, we're seeing a mental grafting process to where everything has to, you know, Jay was clowning about the auto-tunes, but everything is fucking robotic. This is all artificial intelligence that's being cloned and warped. You see what I'm saying? And being mass-produced. You know, so, you know, you get a handsome fee for allowing your essence to be extracted. You see what I'm saying? You know, how expensive is melanin? You know? So, when you're talking about your mental, spiritual, emotional, and psychological melanin, not just your physical melanin for sale. Because this is what you're giving. You see what I'm saying? You're giving and causing and access into your ancestral lineage when you project all those elementals on a microphone. This is what you're giving the people access to. And allowing these bastards to conjure and hyperdimensionalize in GMO melanin. GMO your ancestral melanin. And then add some rat poison and some cyanide and serve it to our people. And they call it an industry. When you become industrious about the devastation and destruction of our people, and you celebrate it, and you give honor to it, and you pour a libation to it, so we become complicit in the ritual of African family destruction. So, when we start to look at this bloodsucker of the poor and the fear of influence or the fear of lacking of funding, you see what I'm saying? You see the erosion of the foundation. So now you don't have anything to stand on. That's why a boy was able to kneel and get away with it. Because he didn't stand, he kneeled. That's socially acceptable. To present yourself in a way of surrender or servitude. And he got a check for it. He got a check, a bigger check than he ever would have received had he stood for it. But he kneeled for it. You understand? Because if he stood for it, he'd have been killed for it. So he kneeled for it. And then you've seen some folks that surrounded and took the kneel, the knee, not the stance. They took the knee. Oh, buddy said, what did he say? Oh, I was praying.
He's talking about Ray Lewis.
Yeah. So,
on both knees and shit.
Like, yeah, you know, this is where, this is how, you know, we're displayed, you see what I'm saying, in a manner of spectacle, you know what I mean? And I'm going to get you, sucker. Kadeem Hardison was like, I heard you were screaming, so you know I came over there. And David Wayne said, I wasn't screaming, I was whistling. You see what I'm saying? Like, so this is the type of situation that we find ourselves in servitude or in service to our own destruction. You see what I'm saying? So in one of the greatest ways that is weaponized and produced is through the entertainment industry. And we know from Dr. Wilson, the 9 areas of people activity and the first quadrant is entertainment, economics, and education. So these things exist in a space where they're intertwined, because you know we are ruled through this economic type of depravity. You see what I'm saying? So you got an economic gap, you got an achievement or educational gap, and then you have an entertainment gap. So you find people in these particular industries right here at a disadvantaged type of position. You see what I'm saying? So these are these three quadrants, well, this quadrant, these three avenues of the first quadrant is a way that we're ruled. You see what I'm saying? So yeah, if your economics is not up to par, you're not in a position to do what you need to do for your family, so you're subservient over there. So whatever maltreatment or whatever racism you have to undergo, you say it's in the name of your family. You see what I'm saying? So that creates a psychological barrier. And so in this entertainment industry, you're there as a profession. You see what I'm saying? So you do what they say do. You do whatever the fuck Simon says. So if Simon says do this, you do this. If Simon says say this, because you're there and you're contracted. You see what I'm saying? So that's another psychological barrier that's put there. You see what I'm saying? And then in education, you know, so you're in a position to where you're ruled here. And these are the results of it. You know what I mean? So to find a way to stay constant and not allow the allure and the dissatisfaction or the lack of support, or if the tide turns and it's an overwhelming amount of support for you to stay constant, that is, you know, something that I've seen, you know, over the years personally, you see what I'm saying, to continue to stand and not kneel. You see what I'm saying? Even with new additions to the family. You understand what I'm saying? Those become things to where compromise happens. Concessions start to get made. You know what I mean? And what was that movie? South Central. Before they took OG Bobby Johnson to prison, they showed him a picture of his son, thinking that that was going to motivate him to rat, and he went to jail. You see what I'm saying? So they come with different things, you know, to try to tempt you and in an attempt to, you know, discredit you. You see what I'm saying? So somebody looking for a chink in your armor. You see what I'm saying? Somebody looking for you to slip, to say, oh, see, I knew he was just like us. He ain't no different than us. You know what I'm saying? He just taught that black talk to sell records. You see? So I wanted to get into some of the lyrics, but I ain't going to do it. I'll save it for the series since we got the series. Yeah. But, yeah, I just deal with that right there. We got the last joint, right? Black Love.
Yeah.
And because we got a series, I'm going to actually do a review on the album, and I'll type it out, and I'll post it somewhere. You know what I'm saying? I'll post it somewhere just because it's you, Bray. I give a whole homework assignment. I write an essay. Yeah. All right, so we got Black Love.
There's something about you, baby. There's something about the way you got me shaking like a seizure, no mistaking.
Oh no!
I would die for your heaven.
Yeah.
I could lie here forever.
I swear I could.
Every night we're together.
Yeah.
This is life.
Swear this is black love in its purest form. We missed a lot of passion, now my daughter's born. Guess it's be my chloroform. Dr. Brick, this prescription, yeah, I wrote it for him. Self-empowerment, I got him charged, super niggas mode. My queen got a crown looking royal. It's probably illegal to beat his fly, so I'ma need a lawyer. Wish Cochran was alive, swear to God I would employ him. Then proceed to go harder like the Carters. Yeah, regardless, I'm the freshest on the market. My produce, yeah, it's straight from the garden. I've been farming all this dirt that's underneath my fingernails. Beg my pardon, I've been working so my family straight. Regardless, you got it, built this black family structure foundation, super solid. The black woman, God, I acknowledge. Do you follow? Check the motto. This melanated greatness, peep the posture. Watch me predict the future, bricks of diamonds. We were taught to hate ourselves, it's time to change it. I make these tunes for the melanated nation, trying to teach them black is beautiful despite all the hatred we received. I done finally found a glitch inside the matrix. Best believe I make these tunes for the melanated nation, trying to teach them black is beautiful despite all the hatred we received. I done finally found a glitch inside the matrix. Best believe. My skin is dark as the sky on a stormy night. This thunder rumbling inside, knowing we on the rise. Lightning streaks across it, so electrified, testify. Shit, I wish a hater would try me, leave them petrified. Both feet planted when I open. Hold this weapon tight. This is perfect balance. Ain't no difference between left and right. Fully automatic. Pull the trigger. Heavy mechanized. I hope this all work out. Good exercise. God body building in my prime. Placing every line. I'm in this booth dropping bombs like it's Lebanon. Tell the soldiers that we ready for whatever. Better keep that metal warm. Only do this for my people. Yeah, I'm forever sworn. Right shifts to the sky. Show my pride all the time. Got them going crazy. Yeah, over all these lines. Everybody waking up. It's time that we organize. Let you decide, are we gon' unify, die?